Blue Nose presents Lost Boy, written by Evelyn Montgomery, performed by Maxine Mitchell and Joe Arden. For anyone who's ever dreamed of following the second star to the right, never growing up, and can't help wishing on falling stars, this one's for you.
Introduction. This is an extended, trigger-free version of Losing Neverland. Reader discretion is advised for kidnapping, violence, and sexual content. Forward. Two is the beginning of the end. Peter and Wendy by J.M. Barrie.
Wendy. Present day. I jump as thunder crashes outside the large Victorian window across the room. Rain pelts angrily against the glass, but I don't dare close it. I haven't opened that window in years, decades even. But tonight, I felt compelled to. A large gust picks up, and raindrops flood my room. A bright flash of lightning illuminates the space as the accompanying thunder rumbles through the night and fills the air with its raging growl. In the distance, I hear a crow sound. My body shivers. A tingling feeling starts at the base of my spine and immediately travels north. It spreads across my skin in an all-knowing way I haven't felt in years. Someone's here. Another flash of lightning and another crash of thunder sound in the distance. The window slams shut as if pulled closed by an unknown force. I spin around quickly as a dark figure scurries across another window on the left side of the room. My hand trembles. I take a few steps backward and grab the knob to the desk drawer behind me, the one that I'm hoping houses my letter opener. Something that will ultimately be my only defense against what's stalking me tonight. But even through my anxious fear, I can't deny I've wished for, dreamed of, and obsessed about this feeling for the last 17 years since I last felt it. Since the last time I felt him. I push the yearning, the wanting, and the desire aside and attempt the best I can to replace it with the rage that's built in its wake. The temper I've perfected since he's been gone. He'd never return. Never come back. Not after the way we left things. It's just my imagination. It has to be. Doesn't it? Sweat breaks out across my skin as I worry my bottom lip between my teeth. Slowly, quietly, I open the drawer behind me as another
sample complete. Ready to continue?